I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. The word beseech is a word that, I mean, he's begging on his knees. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. There's a therefore in that first sentence, and we almost have to go up. Let's go on verse 33 of chapter 11. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him and shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Now, because of that, he's saying that the logical statement, it's tautological, that the only thing you can do is to present yourself as a living sacrifice. You can't try to do good. There's nothing that you can do. You can't try to learn better. You can't try to get fixed. You can't try to, you know, you can't fix yourself. You can't worry about yourself. You have to present yourself as a living sacrifice. Now, what does that mean? Because it's contradictory. Any time the word altar, a sacrifice is used, it means a death. It's not just you're sacrificing some time. You're presenting yourself as a living death. In Galatians, he said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Life, death, life. There is no life in God, there is no life in Christ without a death. Your death. Some of you are still trying in 60,000 subtle ways to have some change made or something fixed. It can't happen. You must present yourself a living sacrifice. In other words, you must present yourself for death every second of every day. Now, the word holy means, you know, again, this is a pepper shaker, and it's holy because it's being used as a pepper shaker. But if I used it to put sand in it, then it wouldn't be holy. You understand? Holy just means set apart. The Greek word hagios, where we get saint and holy. Part of the problem is as we were growing up, we hear these words holy and saint, and we begin to apply them to some, well, the Catholic Church is the worst, because they have made saints. I mean, Saint Paul, Saint Peter, Saint Teresa now. There can be no saints in that context. Either everyone that presents themselves is a saint or no one is a saint. It has nothing to do with the condition of the thing presented. You are a saint by the act of presenting. You're holy not because of the condition of the thing that's being presented, but you're holy because you present yourself as a living sacrifice. They're not words that are connected with any kind of moral condition. They're connected only with position. Saint and holy have nothing to do with what our minds think they have to do with. The reason that is so important is because otherwise you will constantly be condemning yourself because you didn't measure up to some standard, so therefore you can't be this or you can't be that. Now, I wager among here in this group that the singular worst thing that Satan has to hold you down is that you condemn yourself because you don't meet some standard. Now, once you've done that, you've lost. Because you have denied the fact that you're holy. You've denied the fact that you're his business. You've brought yourself into your business again. I can't emphasize this enough. Aren't you tired of self-condemnation? Aren't you tired of condemning yourself for not meeting some standard? Well, forget all that bullshit. That's all of the law. All that is gone. Right now, this second, present yourself as the living sacrifice. It means you yield yourself to him. Well, it doesn't look like anything's changed. Well, by faith, everything has changed. I present myself a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Now, if we went through the word studies of all that, that meant that by the act of doing that, you are more accepted unto God than anything that your mind can conceive of. Simply by the act of presenting yourself or yielding yourself, you are acceptable beyond acceptance. There is, the way it goes is this. We are made in the image and likeness of God, according to Genesis. The word image, as you all probably know, if you heard me here long enough, is the word selim, which means, it doesn't mean you look like God. It means like the same way that the glove is an image of a hand, we are the image of God. In other words, we were created to contain him. That's all we were created for. But we have to try everything else before we find out that that's true. Can you hear me? Now, once I present myself as a living sacrifice, then I'm no longer my business. I have run the course. I have run every race that my mind could conceive of, and it wasn't there. I agree with the scriptures that it's vain and fruitless and chasing wind. So by the act of presenting myself, no matter what condition the thing that's being presented is in, I am holy and I have met the highest standards possible unto God. Because by the act of presenting myself, I now am in the likeness of him because of who I contain. The word likeness means exactly the same as, from the same thing. Now, the act of presenting myself, no longer second-guessing myself, no longer thinking about what I should or shouldn't do, trying to meet some standard of behavior, that's all gone. I present myself a living sacrifice. That's why here we must always, 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 always err on the side of mercy. Now, the problem is that you don't believe enough. Some of you don't believe strongly enough to err on the side of mercy. Present yourself a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The word, again, it emphasizes acceptable. The reasonable service, it's the highest that reason can take you. That's what the word reasonable there means. Stop worrying about yourself. There's no condition that you're in that can't be altered forever this second. But the trick is, the evil one causes you to look back at yourself. Once you've done that, then you've lost the game. You're like the Japanese soldier that was, after 43 years, was still fighting the Second World War on that island in the South Pacific. Because you don't know your warfare is over. Your warfare is over because you lost. Now, the only way that this is good news to anybody is if you're a failure. If you have failed in everything you've tried to do. And if there's one or two things that you were successful at, but they didn't satisfy you. Am I communicating?
When you were talking, I was thinking of the quiet John Rutledge or whoever. We don't ever feel quite like a good fit, because that's not who we're designed to contain. Right? It never feels like, you know. Even if you don't know what anything's going on, don't know anything about God, you know that you don't feel right.
Right. That's why it's so easy. I mean,
It's good news if you, if you're at the point where you just can't drag the dead body another day. You can't drag the dead body another day. Bring the dead body and leave it there. And then let God do something.
And be not conformed to this world. Well, the way you're not conformed to this world is you stop thinking about yourself. Take no thought for your life. Take no thought for yourself. Well, how am I going to live if I take no thought for myself? That's the standard thing. Everybody, since I started teaching this 30 years ago, or started talking about it 30 years ago, everybody says, well, if I did what you said, Ole, I would just sit in a corner somewhere and die. Well, I said, then you don't believe in God. You don't believe in the power of God. You have a form of godliness, but do you deny His power? His power, His efficacy to work in you, you deny by believing that you would sit in a corner. You've got to hear this. Be not conformed to this world. How am I not conformed to this world? There's one simple way. I never take thought of myself. I'm... Whatever happens, happens. No more second guessing. Some of you are in prison. You're in prison. It's like you're looking that way, and there's all these bars, and everything is incomprehensible, and it's all. And you just turn around the other way, and the door is open. There's no bars back there. That's why your sin is forgiven as far as the east is from the west. How far is the east is from the west? That far. If I start thinking about myself, I'm a miserable failure by anybody's definition. I'm 63 years old. I have no retirement plan. This is the fruit of my life. It doesn't look like anything that I thought it would be. My body's falling apart. I'm in constant pain. There is absolutely nothing about me that's worthwhile except Him. But if I start thinking about myself, just like if any of you start thinking about yourself, you end up by design. That's the way God made you, and that's the way the evil one is there. That's His purpose. His purpose is to continually try to get you back into yourself. Abandon yourself by the presenting yourself as the living sacrifice, by yielding that moment, that total self at that moment. You have met the highest standards that God can conceive of, the highest standards that man can't even conceive of, how high these standards are. Hear me. I sit and I watch you, and things are fine for a moment, and all of a sudden, you know, something happens, and you get mad at somebody, or something happens, and all of a sudden, or somebody disappoints you, and then all of a sudden, everything's wrong again. Why go there? Oh, I'm overwhelmed with problems. Well, so what? They're not yours. The moment you know you've got a problem is when you start. You sit down and you figure out a solution. Once you've sat down and figured out a solution, then you've acted as an elder. And God hates that kind of action. Am I communicating? Because then we cause the other person to put their eyes in themselves. We cause the other person to be in a place of self-justification. Now, if you want to play that game, I'm very good at playing it. I can cause you to want to crawl into a hole. That's probably the only gift of God that I have. I can cause you to want to crawl under go shoot yourself. You don't want to do that. Am I communicating to you? Don't get deceived by this judging and figuring out solutions. There must needs be heresy, so that which is approved can be revealed among us. how long should the heresy last? Until hell freezes over. Well, it doesn't feel... Well, you, stop it. Just stop thinking about yourself. Listen, listen. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. The word is... There is metamorpho, and it's transfigured. Your only goal in life, your avocation, your vocation, is to be transfigured. That's our only purpose in life, except we can't do it alone. I need you in order to be transfigured. Now, the transfiguration is a glory that you can't even conceive of, and I'll wager you something. Every time the glory of God is used in the Scriptures, it's talking about transfiguration. It's talking about that is what's set before you. This unbelievable thing of being transfigured, where time and space loses its hold on you because it has lost its hold on Christ. You don't have to revert to any of these little solutions and natural ideas and natural laws which all draw you back into the kingdom of darkness, no matter how reasonable and good they sound. Your reasonable and good is to present yourself as a living sacrifice only. Now comes, I said all that so I can say what I'm about to say. That you may be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The renewing is the word anakinesis in the Greek, and it means a gradual conforming to that which already was. In other words, it's this thing of having finally finding the mind of Christ, and the secret of the mind of Christ is always emptying. No matter what the salute, no matter what situation you're presented with, oh, let's be Pharisees. We can figure out a solution. We can fix this. No! The mind of Christ empties himself at that moment. And by the emptying, by that we create a vacuum. That's what the Scriptures call humility. It's that vacuum, that emptying of self, in which you cause the powers of the universe to come rushing in, just like a low-pressure area causes the massive weather. Aren't you tired of your little bullshit solutions to life? Have they ever worked? Do you have the courage to have the faith that says God is going to take care of this? All I must do is present myself as a living sacrifice? Or if you've got another solution, if you've got any other solution, if you've got any other way, then this is not the place for you. In fact, you're a friggin' idiot for being here. But God, it just gets boring. Transfigured by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove. And there we go. That's what I wanted to talk about. I've spent 25 minutes getting to that. The word prove, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hear me very carefully. You are designed especially to be as you are. God has wrought every work in you from before your mother's womb. You are exactly as you should be at this moment in order that God can demonstrate the mystery of his Son in you now. You may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That you may demonstrate, that you may be the expression of him in us. That's your calling. It's higher than any calling in the universe can conceive of. That's why when Jeff Sterling was going to give me $15 million to run for president, I told him I didn't want to take a demotion. Don't take this lightly. Don't revert back to the stupid crap bullshit of your mind. Oh, I think I'm going to, this is what I think we should do. This is it.
About all the solutions, you know, to myself. I mean, there's no solution to me except to blow my brains out. You know, that's what it gets down to.
That's why we are the off-scouring of the world. We are the off-scouring of society.
Pat Booth, I get more emails from Pat Booth than anybody in the universe.
Let's roll.
He sent me an email that had this like his statement. I am a soldier in the army of God. I can do all things through Christ. And all these sayings that went on and on and on and on. And you can imagine what it would say. And I wrote him back and said, I'm not worthy to be in the army of God. And I'm not.
You know what's so funny about that? I read that piece, and that piece could be recited by people in Kabul. I mean, guys with rags on their head. I mean, it's exactly the same.
But whatever, when he wrote me back, I mean, he was like, just it cut him to the quick. That how could, you know, that he just couldn't understand it. What he said, he couldn't understand that kind of humility. And I said, it wasn't humility in the way you think of it. That was a few years ago, the certainty that I knew that I was too bad. I was irredeemable, that I was going to hell without, no matter what I did, no matter what God did, no matter what Christ did. But the wild, wild thing was I had to, of all the things in the universe, I had to continue doing exactly what I was doing, no matter if I was going to hell or not. Because that's the only thing that made any sense to to anything. That's the only reason I know I'm not worthy to be in the army of God. Don't you be deceived by thinking you're too bad or too this or too that. Or the things that have happened yesterday. I don't care what happened yesterday. I care that you present yourself a living sacrifice now. And that we exhort one another daily, while it is still called today. Not exhort to some little solution, bullshit solution that you might have of how somebody should or shouldn't be. But that they present themselves a living sacrifice. That we might demonstrate what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And that perfect will of God is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He picked you, he chose you, one of a city, two of a family, and brought you to Zion, and there he's given us pastors and teachers that'll reveal his understanding and his mystery. Don't take this lightly. Don't revert to the crap. It took everything in me to get up this morning. Everything in me and more. I hurt so bad I can't hardly think. But I knew what I had to say, what I said this morning. And I hope somebody heard. Father, we present ourselves a living sacrifice. No deal. We yield ourselves completely to you. Amen?
Yeah. How did you come to era of always,
oh, and dealing with people.
Error
on the side of mercy. In other words,
if
you're going to make a mistake, make a mistake towards mercy instead of towards.
Things are not clear. You know?
All righty. Take a big guy.
Okay.